بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to ninth session in which we will study Surah Al-Falaq, and also in grammar we will learn past tense and also a tip about memory. We start with Surah Al-Falaq, and as usual I'd request you to pause the recording and go through each and every word, try to memorize each and every word, understand each and every word, and continue. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul, say. A'udhu, I take refuge. Birabbi, in the Lord, al-falaq, of the daybreak. Falaq is daybreak. Say, I take refuge in the Lord of daybreak. Min sharri ma khalaq. Min, from. Min is from. Remember, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. So, min is from. Sharri, the evil. Sharri, the evil. Ma, what? خَلَقَ, he created. From the evil of what he created. From the evil of what he created. Please remember that we don't ascribe evil to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't say from the evil that he created. No. According to Arabic construction, which is not evident at this level, but note that the translation of مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ is from the evil of what he created. You have to add of there. That is, we are seeking refuge, or we are taking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of creatures. مَا خَلَقَ مَخْلُوق. So from the evil of creatures. In this مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, everything is included here. مَا خَلَقَ is مَخْلُوق, so everything has come. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us to take refuge from three additional things. غَاسِق, darkness. نَفَّاثَات, blowers. And حَاسِد, envier. Darkness and blowers and envier. These three things are specially mentioned, and which come next. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. Wa, and مِن شَر, from the evil. غَاسِق, darkness. إِذَا, when. وَقَبَ, it becomes intense. Just remember the link between darkness and becoming intense. And from the evil of darkness, when it becomes intense.
وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ.
وَمِن شَر, and from the evil of نَفَّاثَات, blowers. نَفَّاثَات, even the sound of نَفَّاثَات is like blowing. نَفَّاثَات. So نَفَّاثَات, blowers. فِي الْعُقَدِ, in the knots. فِي الْعُقَدِ, in the knots. And it's a kind of practice of magicians to tie the knots and reach something and blow on it. So basically it means from the evil of magicians.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد.
Wa, and مِن شَر, from the evil of حَاسِد, envier, the one who envies. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِد, and from the evil of envier, إِذَا حَسَد, when he envies. Just remember, you know, these are the three things about which a person is not aware of in general. For example, darkness. When it is darkness, you don't know whether you are being attacked by enemy or a poisonous animal or snake or whatever. You are not aware of. Similarly, نَفَّاثَات, or magicians. You don't know whether somebody is doing magic against you or over you. And also حَاسِد. Even if he's sitting in front of you, you don't know whether he is, you know, having envy in his heart. So all these three things are something which a person is not aware of, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and only he can give protection. I will just mention one thing here, which is, who among us does not want to be protected every day, every moment? All of us do that. So let us follow it the way the Prophet ﷺ did. He used to recite Surah Ikhlas, Falaq and Nas, these three surahs, after Dhuhr, Asr and Isha once, and after Fajr and Maghrib three times. After completing his fard prayer, after saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, among the adhkar that he used to do, right after completing his fard prayer, he used to recite these surahs. Remember, the day starts with Fajr and the night starts with Maghrib, so he used to recite it three times. So it is a wonderful formula, and also practiced by the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us how to implement, so let us try to do as much as possible, try to implement it as much as possible. Now some of the words of this surah. Min, you know min. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan. So min is from. Don't mix it with man. Okay, man is different. And to explain that, I am taking two questions that each one of us will be asked in the grave. The first question is man rabbuka. Who is your Lord? Man is who? Man rabbuka, who is your Lord? And the second question is ma dinuk. What is your religion? Who is your Lord and what is your religion? Let's talk about man, which has come more than 800 times in the Quran. Man is who. When it who, the meaning of man is just like man is who. And in English, who, when who comes in the beginning, it is question, like who are you? And when it comes in the middle of a sentence, it means the one who, like I'm the one who talked about another surah yesterday. So when who comes in between, it means the one who. The second question is ma. Ma means what? Ma dinuk, what is your religion? Min sharri ma khalaq, from the evil of what he created, or from the evil of that which he created. There is another meaning of ma, which is not or no. And to remember this, I couldn't find a simpler example than what is being used by foreigners staying in Arab countries, which generally use this term fi ma fi. Fi is there and ma fi, not there. So ma means no. That's another meaning of ma, and that has also come extensively in the Quran. Now let's come to the grammar. In grammar we have learned lot of things before. Huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu. We have also learned rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum, rabbi, rabbuna, and rabbuha. And we have learned 8 prepositions, la, early, and min, and an, and ma'a, and also bi, fi, ala, and ila. I'm sure you know the meanings and examples. Please try to revise them. And also we have, you know, combined these prepositions with hu, hum, ka, kum, ina, and ha. Today we will learn past tense. We learned 6 words: fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. Fa'al madi, past tense or perfect tense. Let us learn this again with TPI and remember almost 5,000 words of the Quran have come on this pattern, past tenses. So don't take it easy, do it with TPI, it's very very important and very precious. So let us start. We'll do it in 4 cycles. You repeat after me. Fa'ala, he did, and use your hands. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Fa'alna, we did. Once more. Fa'ala, he did. And use your hands. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Fa'alna, we did. And now I will read Arabic and you will translate. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Once more. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. فَعَلْنَا we did. And the third cycle, let us talk in Arabic. You will repeat in Arabic after me, and we all will be talking to Arabs, telling them something. فَعَلَا فَعَلُوا فَعَلَا فَعَلُوا فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا. Once more. فَعَلَا فَعَلُوا فَعَلَا فَعَلُوا فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا. And lastly, repeat with me. فَعَلَا فَعَلُوا فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا فَعَلَا فَعَلُوا فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا. So try to practice this as much as possible so that you learn this thoroughly, because now we are talking of almost 5,000 words which have come on this pattern. Just remember one thing. You see a plane there in your notes taking off, and the reason I have put that drawing is to tell you something. You must have noticed that only the endings change in all these forms. فَعَلَ فَعَلُوا فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا. So endings are changing. أُو تَا تُمْ تُ نَا. If I stand in the middle of the road, I can tell by looking at the rear end of whatever has passed beyond me, whether it is a truck or a car or a cycle or a jeep. By looking at the ending part, the rear part, the end part of it, I can tell you what it is. Similarly, in these six forms, by looking at u, ta, tum, tu, na, I can tell whether he has done or you have done or I have done. It was difficult to draw all these pictures, so I said, let us draw it using a plane which is taking off. And at the end, the tail end, I have written those u, ta, tum, tu, na, just to tell you that anything that has gone, you can see only the rear end. And similarly here, by looking at the ending parts of these words, you can tell who has done what. Now let's come to learning tip. Just a review of earlier tips. We know that our brain has huge capacity, which is largely unused. Try to create as many flashes as possible. Take a deep breath. And also try to again read, write, say, see, do, so that 95% of it is retained. Think big and colorful, and learn with love and enthusiasm, and learn the meanings with an example. Today we'll give you another very important secret. Whatever you learn, you forget. Therefore you need to revise. Revision is must, but the more important thing is the system of revision. If you learn 100 things, then according to research, after an hour you forget 70. If you revise after an hour, then those things will get back, and then they will stay for a longer time, till one day. Again, after the end of the day, you may forget 70%. Again, if you revise at the end of the day, then they will stay much longer in your brain, in your memory. They will stay there for 1 week. But at the end of the week, again you will forget almost 70%. And if you revise after 1 week, then they will stay for 1 month. And after 1 month, if you revise, then they will stay for 6 months. So therefore, to ensure that you don't forget, you should do first revision after 1 hour, next one after 1 day, third one after 1 week, fourth one after 1 month, and fifth one after 1 semester or 6 months. And to implement this for learning Quran, we have introduced 7 plus 2 homeworks, which take care of memory issues also. All of them are absolutely simple, practical, and doable by everyone. What are they? We'll talk about that in the next lesson. That's all for today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to implement all the rites of the Quran. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.